I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cuba's oil supply ran out this month as the United States' fuel blockade on the island nation continues. U.S. leaders claim national security concerns and a desire to see political and economic change for Cuba. But as usual, it's the everyday people who bear the cost. Moises Perez-Padron is the director of RTM Cuba, Transworld Radio's partner in Cuba.
In Havana specifically, there have been weeks when outages have lasted more than 24 hours.
Many families lack food, medicine, and water, says Padron, yet the church remains focused on helping those in need.
May the Lord sustain his work in Cuba and the church keep preaching the gospel faithfully.
Next,
walk where Jesus walked and come see some of the most beautiful places in the world.
That's Samuel with Redemptive Stories, calling for visitors to the country of Jordan, where the toll of Iran's war has been a drop in tourism. He says COVID set off an initial slump with rises and falls ever since.
But again, we're back in that doldrum where you have places that are supposed to have thousands of visitors daily. Amazing places like Petra and Wadi Rum, which have very few tourists coming.
Without a peace agreement in Iran, safety concerns persist, and all sectors of society grapple with the fallout.
It also then has an effect, I think, on the church. The church also hosts regularly teams and groups from the people that travel to visit.
But there is a hopeful side.
It creates opportunity for more spiritual dependency and an opportunity in the moment to engage families that are suffering and struggling that maybe weren't before.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional, Hope Within Reach, sharing stories of how God is moving around the world and how you can be part of it. We pray it strengthens your faith and reminds you that the hope of the gospel is never out of reach. Get it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.